Our top stories on 4th to this lunchtime. Cars are submerged and homes flooded as a major water main bursts in Bathgate. The latest from Shona McCallum at the scene. Also, a prisoner claims child killer Robert Black confessed many crimes to him. A police crackdown sees housebreakings cut by a fifth in Edinburgh. And the Duchess of Cambridge welcomed by hundreds of city school pupils. So first, we look to West Lothian and major flooding in Bathgate. It's been caused by a burst water main. 4th News reporter Shona McCallum's at the scene.
Well, I'm here at Meikle Inge Lane, where the water mains has flooded 17 properties. It's a modern housing estate in the heart of Bathgate. And as you can hear behind me, a clean-up operation is well underway now. Fire crews, police and council workers are all here, and a cordon seals off Leyland Road. Specialist trained water rescue teams are also here. I can see them in their high-vis uniforms using sandbags to protect the area. Now, earlier there was rivers of waters flowing here, although the draining to that to a nearby river has now begun. I believe it's also affected a number of schools in the area. The message from the local authority here is check their website for the latest information on possible disruption.
Next, a prisoner is being questioned by police after claiming child killer Robert Black confessed many of his crimes to him. Natasha Reid has more on this.
Falkirk-born Black was convicted of killing four young girls, including five-year-old Caroline Hogg from Edinburgh. He died last month, having never admitted responsibility for any of the deaths he'd been convicted of, and police have long suspected him of being behind more murders. Now, though, another child killer, Barry McCarney, has told authorities the 68-year-old confided in him before his death about the crimes he committed. It's understood detectives have been quizzing him at length about his claims.
The Transport Minister has again defended the Scottish Government's handling of the Forth Road Bridge closure. Derek Mackay has been giving evidence to the Infrastructure Committee at Holyrood this morning.
I believe that the evidence presented to the committee, often from witnesses with quite different perspectives, has demonstrated that the structure has been well maintained using good industry practice, that the defect which resulted in the bridge closure was unforeseen and unforeseeable.
And he also told members the decision to shut the bridge in December was appropriate and necessary. Now, we're looking at the crime that's been causing so much concern for many homeowners in Edinburgh in recent years, housebreaking. It's after new figures revealed there's been a drop in the offence of 20%. Stephen McMenemy has been taking a look at this for 4th News.
Yeah, it's not going too far to say parts of the capital have been in the grip of a housebreaking crime wave recently. But if these statistics from the police themselves are to be believed, it looks like officers are starting to get on top of the problem. While there has been a drop of around a fifth, it's still not much consolation for those who have been a victim of a break-in. And officers don't deny it remains a big problem, with just over 2,700 such crimes in 12 months. So what can we do to protect ourselves?
Have a look at your house. How easy is it for you to get in if you've lost your key? Are your windows secure? Are your doors secure? Have you got good sturdy locks in your doors?
Stephen McGill is a crime prevention officer.
Housebreaking in the city of Edinburgh is generally an opportunist crime. What we find is people aren't spending weeks on end casing the joint trying to work out the best way into your house.
The drop in housebreaking is largely down to a police crackdown, which has seen scores of arrests in recent months. But a surge in people fitting more security measures to their properties has also helped.
Jeremy Clarkson has issued an apology to the former Top Gear producer he punched. The presenter has reportedly settled a £100,000 racial discrimination and personal injury claim against Oisin Timon following the bust-up last March. Clarkson says he's sorry for the incident and its regrettable aftermath. Hundreds of Edinburgh children are welcoming the Duchess of Cambridge to their schools this afternoon. Kate's visiting a range of charity projects. Her first stop was St Catherine's Primary in Gracemount, where a scheme called Place to Be operates. They help kids with all kinds of mental health issues. 4th News has been speaking to Paul Hunter, the school's head teacher.
It really highlights the work that Place to Be does in our school, but also in the other schools in Edinburgh. And the fact that the Duchess is the royal patron of Place to Be, and the fact that she's chosen to come here to St Catherine's is really exciting for us all.
And football, Hibs head coach Alan Stubbs has confirmed Lewis Stevenson will make his 300th appearance for the side as they face Greenock Morton tonight. The moment had been delayed because of a one-match suspension. The manager paid tribute to his contribution to the Easter Road club.
I know everybody in the dressing room will be giving him the plaudits that he rightly deserves. The biggest thing that we could do, and it's what he would want, is just for the team to get 3 points. That would be the biggest reward for him.
More news at 4th2.com.